morning, everyone. Dee Dee is a partner on our Newark Healthy Babies Worth the Wait program. So it's interesting, we kind of started with the national overview that Jamie shared, and then Dee Dee had 8 counties, I believe you said, in New Jersey, and now we're going to look at Newark, New Jersey, so we're getting that little micro view. I want to acknowledge the good work of Lori Navin, who is the Director of Program Services for the New Jersey chapter, who is leading the partners on this program, and our evaluator, Teresa Yanovich. Also, our amazing partners like Dee Dee and Elise, who have shared the work that they've been doing and continue to work with us on this great work. I have no disclosures. Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait community program is a prematurity prevention reduction program of the March of Dimes. We wanted to take this model and apply it in Newark, New Jersey to see if this successful model could indeed help reduce disparities in preterm birth for African American women. You'll see from this graphic that there are a lot of entities in this program, from clinicians to community members to community agencies, that are all doing great work around improving birth outcomes. But what Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait does is, like in that flower in the upper right-hand corner, the foundation is partnerships, and all the petals that bloom are the 5 P's, the elements of this program. And we'll talk about those, especially in relation to the Newark Project. The overall goal is to reduce preterm birth, and in so doing, we are looking at increasing access to care, strengthening care coordination, and optimizing evidence-based interventions to reduce preterm birth. Our goal in Newark is to reduce preterm birth among African American women in Newark by 8%. We've served about 7,500 women thus far and trained 1,000 providers. This is the 3rd year of the project, so we don't have final data yet. Come back next year, and we hope we'll have some good news to share there. So one of the things that we do with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait community program is do a big dig into the data to figure out what is causing preterm birth in that community so that we can make our messages and our services really focus on those elements. So what did we find in Newark? And you will hear a lot of the things echoed from what Dee Dee found in her research in northern New Jersey. Unplanned pregnancy, inadequate pregnancy interval, and unhealthy weight, and inadequate access to prenatal care, being both late entry and, continuing to go to appointments. Also some issues around accessing Medicaid, which seems to be a theme, right, and systemic issues. Lack of understanding of the importance of prenatal care, and to echo Dee Dee's theme that she underscored, the patients didn't feel valued. So there were a lot of things to consider, and a lot of years of history, but also a lot of wonderful partners who've done incredible work. So one of the first things that we do in Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is pull the community members together into an advisory board to share what's being done, share what they've learned in their many years of working in this community to improve birth outcomes and reduce preterm birth and reduce disparities, and share that information with one another and, figure out how you can work together. We did focus groups before we even began our intervention implementation, and women and their providers, women of childbearing age and their providers, taught us many things, but a few of the objectives, a few of the lessons learned from those focus groups were to create culturally competent and appropriate health education materials, to improve the patient-provider relationship, and to improve the support system for pregnant women. So here are some of the interventions that we're doing in New Jersey. Centering pregnancy is group prenatal care. Patient navigators we're funding at both our delivering hospitals, where women help, patient navigators help women identify if they're high risk, and they get them in to see an MFM, a maternal fetal medicine specialist. In terms of the community education, we're using Becoming a Mom, which is a March of Dimes prenatal curriculum. We have developed materials, which I'll talk about in a minute, and provided training on cultural competency, both for providers and for frontline staff on customer service so that they're welcoming and friendly. More interventions include a resource sharing network, in which folks come together and meet in person quarterly, and there are always new folks coming on board and sharing what services they have to offer. And in every community, not just in Newark, in every community where we do Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait, there are so many agencies that don't know, you know, agencies at the hospital that don't have an idea about all the community resources that are available. So giving folks this platform to come together and share these resources has been, you know, just priceless. We have also done a lot of advocacy in the hospitals themselves, going to administration and saying, you've got a provider shortage and patients can't get in a timely manner, and that's really important. We don't want patients waiting 8 months for a prenatal care appointment. Do the math, you know. And they did. They hired 5 providers, and, wow, we felt like we'd hit the jackpot. And we've worked, too, on kind of accessing Medicaid and training everybody, you know, in a similar way. So we have this great group of people, a lot of passion in the Newark community, a lot of dedicated people coming together. How do we take all this great work and the 5 P's that we're doing with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait and make that disparities focus? How do we really focus on reducing disparities with this reduction in preterm birth? So we asked our experts at the partnership and our researchers and our evaluator and all the folks who've been working on these issues in the Newark area for many, many years, pulled them together in a disparities reduction work group and decided to use Michael Liu and colleagues' article, Closing the Black-White Gap in Birth Outcomes, a life course approach. It's a 12-step plan. So I want to just give you a few examples. There are 12 steps, and there are a lot of activities under each step. I have copies of the plan if you want to see how that all played out. But this was the framework that we used, and we fit our activities under it. One example, number one, for example, is to provide interconception care to women with prior adverse pregnancy outcomes. And this fits in, you know, with what we found and what we know about preterm birth, that if you've had a preterm birth, you're at great risk for a subsequent one. So one of the activities is to educate women with prior adverse pregnancy outcomes through patient navigators, health educators, and clinicians. And this is one of our midwives from the SQHC working with on her breathing exercises with one of the women who volunteered to be part of this photo op. Number two in the 12-point plan is to increase access to preconception care. There was this issue in Newark around having to have a blood pregnancy test to prove you were pregnant before you could get your appointment, and so we kind of had to investigate that and figure out where women could go to get pregnancy tests and, you know, just try to make that whole process easier. And now the Newark Department of Child and Family Well-Being, which is their local health department, is offering those family planning services and pregnancy tests. So Elise, who's sick, is in the middle there beside the woman in the red on the right. So she's with us here in picture, although she couldn't be here in person. I mentioned that we provided cultural competency training for hospital and clinic providers. We also did customer service training for hospital staff, frontline staff, so the people that welcome you and make your appointment and, you know, help you, you know, through that process, both in the clinic and in the hospital. We had very successful trainings with them. Number 6 on the 12-point plan is to enhance service coordination and systems integration. I think Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait really does this really well because we have these site implementation team meetings where the health department, the clinic that provides prenatal care, and the delivering hospital meet together every month and talk about how that system is working, what needs to be done. You know, let's examine how we screen for domestic violence, for example, or how do you refer, or how are we taking care of patients who come here from the prison? I mean, all these issues that you know, have really been enlightening. So I mentioned that we found these top risk factors for preterm birth for African American women in Newark. So we designed materials. This brochure actually, which is called "Want to Have a Healthy Baby Someday? Take Care of Yourself Today." And this is for women who are planning a pregnancy or who are pregnant. And there is an accompanying calendar, pregnancy calendar, that's kind of interactive. You have to fill in, you know, the month when you start out when you're pregnant. So we've incorporated the messages of those highest risk into this brochure and tested them with the women who really helped us with the language and the pictures and, you know, the appeal, because we wanted them to pick it up. One of the things they told us clearly in focus groups was, don't give us another brochure. We want our providers to talk to us. So another thing we've done is develop materials for providers to use when they talk to patients, because we want to encourage them to talk with their patients, encourage them to get dental care during pregnancy, for example, which is one of the things we identified was not happening as often as it should. So we did include the pregnancy planning and spacing in this brochure. Healthy weight was one of those that rose to the top. We developed another brochure, well, actually borrowed from the North Carolina Preconception Health Campaign, which did a lovely brochure that does not have a pregnant woman or a baby on it and says, take care of yourself, your body will thank you for it. And this has tips for, you know, getting healthy before you get pregnant. So we had a preconception and then a, you know, pregnancy planning brochure to try to appeal to, you know, women at different stages in their reproductive lives, or in their lives. Not everybody wants to have a reproductive life. And one of the things they really liked about this brochure was the tips and tricks, you know, for how to cut back, you know, rethink your drink and eat less, move more, those kinds of messages. With access to care, they did not like "Go When You Show," which is a campaign that you may have seen to get women into prenatal care. They said, no, you don't want to wait till you show, because some women don't show till late in their pregnancy, so you should say "Go When You Know." So it was very wonderful, and I agree, Dee Dee, with what you said about women are so smart. They are so eager for information, but they want you to get it right, and so let them help you. So here are some of the things that we, you know, have done through the program that we feel like is making an impact with African American women in Newark. Stress in our focus groups, both the providers and patients told us stress is the number one problem and risk factor for preterm birth in African American women's lives, and it's so hard when you have something that big. You know, it's like, how do you address that? But you must. You know, we must start. We must try. So definitely being aware of that and offering support. And centering pregnancy, we found, is really offered women support during pregnancy, too, that group prenatal care model. So I have flown through this, but I do have the brochures if anybody wants to take a look at those when we're done, and the 12-point plan. So thank you very much. Absolutely right. And, you know, we heard this in focus groups. It's like, you know, there's, how can a woman really be thinking about eating well when it's hard to keep the lights on and get food on the table, and she's got other children, and her partner's violent, and, you know, her neighborhood's unsafe. How can she exercise? So, yeah, there's so many issues. The goal with Healthy Babies Are Worth the Wait is to educate the community so the community is aware, too, that this pregnant woman needs our support, and we're at high risk for preterm birth in our community. So how can we be supportive? The idea is to bring all the community agencies together so that you've got somebody from the food pantry and you've got somebody who just got a grant to work on, you know, fitness and movement and that kind of thing. And you're talking about these very issues in centering pregnancy, such as stress. You know, how do you handle stress when you start to feel that way? Where do you go? What do? Who do you have in your life? And two, they build that community in centering because they're women who are pregnant along the same, they're due at the same time, and they become friendly and they connect outside the group. And so, yeah, we're trying to build those things in. We start with the community advisory board that, I keep hitting this mic, sorry, that guides the program, but always trying to bring in more resources and get people connected to those resources, because we found that there were a lot of resources that people were not using and that people didn't know about. So yeah. But, you know, one more quick sentence. The 12-point plan does have things like undo racism, get fathers involved. Those are huge. And we knew we couldn't do that with one program, but we could not put those on there. So we're really hoping as this program continues, people will take on more of those elements to try to support them. Yeah. Yes, that is the goal of the patient navigators. Now, we only have two at this point. Two is not enough. They've seen, you know, literally thousands of women in less than 3 years.
Well, it's not just a patient navigator.
Right. Community outreach workers. The becoming a mom prenatal care, you know, getting community agency folks to work in those. And that's a multi-week, like eight-week or eight-session, you know, so you do get to form groups and work with them. But yeah, we definitely try to engage outreach workers and case managers of all stripes to help support women, but yeah, it's a huge effort. Yes. We do. It's one of the messages that came out in that pink brochure, and it's definitely one that the clinicians, the patient navigators and folks, you know, try to work with women on. Women of childbearing age, we had a couple of groups of women who had just given birth, some to preterm babies, some who were not pregnant but were planning a pregnancy, And then we had the providers, two focus groups of providers who served women of childbearing age.
Did you have strong linkages to the local health department, the and/or Planned Parenthood for pregnancy prevention?
Yes. The local health department is one of our main partners, and Planned Parenthood has been a partner since the beginning. In focus groups, no. Not in those initial focus groups, no. In centering, a lot of the women will bring their partners. Yes? Yes, we are. Indeed, we are. And I'm glad I have a positive response to that question. We still have a little ways to go, but we came down just from the first year to the second with singleton preterm birth among African American women. But we'll do the final data crunching after this year ends. So next spring we'll have a better idea about it, more longitudinal look. We don't want to say too much just going from one year to the next. Yes, it went from 10. Our goal is 10.6 because it was at, anyway, I'm sorry, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but a significant decrease. Oh, yes. Let me give you my contact information. I can get you those exact numbers. I'm sorry, I don't have them.